just one of me. He making fun of me. His girl is a bum to me. Like that boy is a cap. Saying he home, but I know where he at. Like, but he up back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky that you do.
Soul Wax going away. Bye bye, Soul Wax. This is WMFO Medford. It's 405. The station ID is WMFO or WMFO in Medford. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm Vin Maganzini, and I have all kinds of music headed your way. So if you want to hear something, call 855-915-9636 or go to WMFO.org and fill in the DJ chat, and I guarantee I'll play anything that you want to hear. So after this PA, the show will begin, and so get ready. Here it starts.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. And here we go. Remember, all guns are always loaded. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, we're going to start the show. I'm going to do one more PSA.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And your friends here at WMFO in Medford, we're going to start off the show right now with Phil Oakes. This is Here's to the State of Mississippi on WMFO Medford.
Here's to the state of Mississippi, for underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. The people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the clan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can wash the blood from off their hands.
Far between.
Smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa. Schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere. In every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Whoa. Cops of Mississippi, they're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars, and behind their broken badges there are murderers and more. Oh. Find
edges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court. They're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Ooh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down. And criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ratings of a clown. Laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Oh, you've torn out the heart of Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning. Tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsaken. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail, the sky cracked its palms in naked wonder as the clinging of the church bells blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder. Striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position, tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated maidless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric light still struck like arrows fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for they hang suspended. As we listened one last time, and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Thank you.
35 miles out. Thunder cracking lightning. Well, something else inside shines like the 4th of July. Go ahead on. Kicking up dust before the sun comes
Hello, WMFO. Technical difficulties. Give me 1 second, please. I don't know what happened there. Hopefully I'll get it going again. Okay, WMFO, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Melody's Echo Chamber. And I have all kinds of great stuff lined up for you. I hope you like that one. In the background is Bach. Say, Polonaise. Before Melody's Echo Chamber, we heard Blood Orange. We heard a little bit of another Melody's Echo Chamber song. We heard Adam Sherman, Gregory Alan Isaacoff, Bob Dylan, and Phil Oakes. We have all kinds of great stuff lined up. I hope you like every single song I play. And guess what? I'm here for you. I'm playing them just for you. Okay, WMFO in Medford. Guess who I have coming up next? If you thought the Strokes, you were right. Here are the Strokes on WMFO in Medford.
Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? spoonful, and we are kissing in a fistful of fragments falling down. I throw them up and I watch them hit the ground like snow. Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image without sound. Park Avenue, 838, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look and you call. We come together even without speaking. You sang for me. You sang.
Think that's funny or something? I guess I kind of blame myself for her death. We were at a party one night, and we weren't getting along. We were fighting, and she began to drink. And she ran out to the car. I followed her out, and I guess I didn't realize how much she'd been drinking. She asked me to drive her home, and I refused. We argued a little bit further. She asked me once again, "Would you please drive me home?" I didn't want to, so I shot her. Shotgun. Cut it right now.
I'm ready to run. I'm finally coming out of this old hole I've been living in. I'm ready to fly. Like an eagle in the sky, I ain't never gonna die. Oh, baby, I'm ready.
Jimbo Mathis fading away in the background. And now I have my favorite song of the year. I hope you like it too. It's by Jeff Tweedy. It's called Lou Reed Is My Babysitter. Or Lou Reed Was My Babysitter. Yeah, Lou Reed Was My Babysitter. It's from Twilight Override. It's from Twilight Override. It's a winner. I hope you like it. It's WMFO in Medford. Here's Jeff Tweedy.
I want to sweat next to you. Sweat next to you with a sticky carpet sucking on my shoes. Cause rock and roll ain't never gonna lose. I want you to dance into me. Spill my drink. I wanna feel the kick kicking in my teeth. My bleeding heart bleeding to the beat. Look out. Out.
Okay, thank you for listening to WMFO with Miles Davis in the background. We had Jeff Tweedy, Jimbo Mathis, Steve Martin, Big Thief, Fleet Foxes, Wet Leg, The Strokes, Michael Parloff, Melody's Echo Chamber twice. We heard Blood Orange, Adam Sherman, Gregory, Alan Isaac, Bob Dylan, and Phil Oakes. Listen to me next week, and you'll hear three voices that you never heard before on this very station. I hope you have a great, meaningful weekend. And remember, you are listening to WMFO Medford.